Fiscal Update is a compilation of brief news articles published by the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency throughout each month. The articles cover actions taken at meetings of state boards and commissions, news releases from state agencies, updates on the status of the state budget, reports on audits of state and local government, and other items of interest to legislators and their constituents. If you would like to receive email notifications when individual Fiscal Update articles are published, please go to www.legis.iowa.gov/subscribe, or you can follow us on Twitter at IowaLSA. To view all charts and graphs coinciding with these reports, please go to the Iowa General Assembly website at www.legis.iowa.gov. Click on the Publications tab at the top and then click on Fiscal Analysis in the gray area to the left. Under Fiscal Publications, click on Fiscal Update and search for a particular report. Fiscal Update, Fiscal Services Division, June 3, 2020. COVID-19 Governor's Proclamations, May 20, 2020. Proclamation of Disaster Emergency, May 20, 2020. Governor Reynolds proclaimed a state of disaster emergency on March 9, 2020 in response to the outbreak of COVID-19 following a national public health emergency declaration issued by the United States Department of Health and Human Services on January 31, 2020, and multiple individuals within the state of Iowa testing presumptive positive for COVID-19. The governor issued an additional proclamation of disaster emergency on March 13, 2020, establishing a state of public health disaster emergency. On May 20, 2020, the governor issued an additional proclamation of disaster emergency, which, in addition to encouraging all vulnerable Iowans to limit activities outside the home, ordered the following measures to be effective immediately until the end of the public health disaster emergency or unless otherwise stated. Movie theaters may reopen under the following requirements. The theater must limit its capacity to 50% of the normal operating capacity. The theater must ensure at least 6 feet of physical distance between each group or individual attending alone when seated in the theater. Self-service of food and beverages is prohibited. The theater must also implement reasonable measures to ensure social distancing of employees and customers, increase hygiene practices, and undertake other public health measures to reduce the risk of transmission of COVID-19. Museums, aquariums, and zoos may reopen but must make reasonable efforts to ensure social distancing of employees and patrons, increase hygiene practices, and undertake other public health measures to reduce the risk of transmission of COVID-19. Swimming pools, as defined in Iowa Code Section 135I.1, may reopen only for the purposes of lap swimming and conducting swimming lessons and only to the extent that the operators of the pool make reasonable efforts to ensure social distancing of employees and patrons, increase hygiene practices, and undertake other public health measures to reduce the risk of transmission of COVID-19. Except for these limited purposes, all swimming pools and spas, wading pools, water slides, wave pools, spray pads, and bathhouses shall continue to be closed. Public or non-public schools, as defined by Iowa Code Section 280.2, may reopen for school-sponsored activities and learning effective June 1, 2020, to the extent that those activities are consistent with guidance of the Iowa Department of Education, the Iowa High School Athletic Association, and the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union as applicable. Wedding receptions may be held provided that the establishment hosting the wedding reception complies with all the requirements placed on restaurants in previous proclamations. Such a reception shall not be a violation of the prohibition on social, community, recreational, leisure, and sporting gatherings and events of more than 10 people. Effective May 22, 2020, auctions may take place with up to 25 individuals in attendance. Auctions may begin to operate with more than 25 people present only if they are conducted outdoors and the auction organizer takes measures to ensure that each group or individual attending alone maintains at least 6 feet of physical distance. Provisions of the Iowa Code requiring an applicant for a one-year temporary teaching license to provide the Board of Educational Examiners proof of an offer of a teaching position from a school district that can show it has made every reasonable and good faith effort to employ a teacher licensed under Iowa Code Chapter 272 are temporarily suspended. Provisions of the Iowa Code requiring administration of the Iowa Youth Survey every 2 years to students in grades 6, 8, and 11 in Iowa's public and non-public schools are temporarily suspended. And provisions of the Iowa Code requiring a $25 penalty for each month or fraction thereof that the registration for a swimming pool or spa is not received by the Department of Public Health by April 30th are temporarily suspended, and the department is directed to refund penalties already paid for the registration period that began on May 1st, 2020. For additional information regarding the proclamation of a state disaster emergency, see the Legislative Service Agency's legal background briefing. The LSA staff contact for this fiscal update is Chris Euben, legislative analyst with the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency at 515-725-0134.